Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in. Hey everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today, I'm very excited to introduce our special guest for the day, Zachary Beach from Smart Real Estate Coach. Zach, welcome to the show.
Hey Suja, I'm excited to be here. I was actually listening to your show offline before I jumped on here and some really great content. So I'm excited to be a part of it.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And you know, my favorite part about it is just talking to amazing real estate entrepreneurs and hearing how they've done what they've done and can help our audience by sharing tools that they might implement themselves. So really great having you here. And I know you just have transformed so many lives with your coaching program through the Smart Real Estate Coach, and just excited for you to start us off. So why don't you give us some background on how and why you got into real estate in the first place?
Sure. So growing up with a single mother, as you can imagine, maybe some of your audience grew up in this similar position. I had no financial background. There was my mother being a cashier at Lowe's. There was never enough money at the end of the week. So as growing up, I was a poor kid in a rich town. So as I was growing up and working through the different dynamics of that, I always had, you know, dreams of one day being successful. Now, I wouldn't even consider myself successful at this point, but I'm certainly making some good strides. As I evolved through that aspect, I went to college just because my teachers told me I couldn't. So when I left college, I had zero direction. So I started bartending like everybody else would. And at one point in time, about 4 years into bartending, I was burning the candle at both ends. So I was bartending late at night and I was personal training early in the morning and really just spinning my wheels going nowhere. So I went and approached my father-in-law, Chris, who I've known since I was about 12 years old. And I went to him and I said, hey, I don't know if I'm going to like real estate, but it's going to be better than what I'm doing right now. And he was actually just coming out of the crash of 08. He was reinventing himself in this new real estate niche, this real estate creative financing niche. So I went to him, I said, hey, I'd love to be a part of it. Let's see if we can work together. I ended up jumping into real estate, and which everyone's favorite part is cold calling. And I did cold calling for about 3.5 to 4 years.
Wow.
And the majority of the first 2 years, that's all I did. It was like 40 to 60 hours of cold calling, constantly working leads, building the business. That was the role I took on with our partners. And then eventually ended up taking on the entire buying or acquisition side of our real estate company. And then as we grew that, we then started to grow Smart Real Estate Coach, which is simply our journey from going from solopreneur to a team and creating this passive income, these three paydays, which we've trademarked through our three payday system, and then teaching people how to do that throughout the country through this creative financing niche.
Yeah. Very cool. Thanks for that background. There's a lot there that I want to dive into. The first thing is, you know, what was it like kind of getting into real estate in 2008 during the crash? I mean, there's still a long, if you got in 2008, there was still kind of a long way before, you know, we were in a bull market again. So, you know, how did that go for you?
Well, to be specific. So my father-in-law came out of 08.
Yeah.
He ran the business then. He didn't jump back into real estate until 2012. I joined him right about 2014 to 2015, which is interesting right now because I believe we're about to start going through a very similar cycle, even though I mean, I can't predict it. Billionaires can't predict it. But we're starting to see some dynamics of there being a shift in the market, which back in 2014, we were buying real estate left and right. We had months where we were buying, you know, 10 plus deals a month with little to no money down in this creative financing niche. And then, of course, as the market picked up a little bit, things, we didn't do as many deals as quickly, but certainly the profits increased because the demand was there for the buyers. But now I think what we're starting to see is this exact same trend, which is the deals are going to be easier to acquire through this creative financing niche, this little to no money down niche. in, you know, the next 8 years, the properties will be up skyrocket again. So I know I didn't exactly answer your exact question.
Oh, no, that's okay.
But that's just what we're seeing. And I think what we're seeing as the market continues to trend up and now it trends down, the acquisitions on any real estate investing side is going to dramatically increase because the traditional market is going to slow down.
Yeah, for sure. So I think what you guys work on is the perfect kind of service and interest would be of interest to many people who obviously want to be active owners of real estate and own real estate themselves. And tell us a bit about why now is kind of a, you know, could be more of an ideal time to do creative real estate financing with a potential shift in the economy.
Yes, you nailed it on the head with a majority of the students or the people we work with in our business model is definitely active in real estate. I mean, there's, unless you're investing in like syndications and things like that, there tends to be a component of active real estate. But the way our paydays work, or the way we sell and then acquire real estate, is in a passive manner if you want it to be more passive. The way we are selling our properties, we're collecting non-refundable deposits, we're collecting monthly payments, and then in the future, you're letting your equity build and eventually get cashed out through our three payday system. But when we look at, like, if we kind of did a snapshot of what today looks like, there's a lot of positive signs for creative real estate investing because of a couple different dynamics. You have moratoriums being lifted and lots of tired landlords finally being able to exit their property because they were held up for the past 36 months, meaning they couldn't sell it and they couldn't evict their tenants. So we have a lot of tired landlords that are looking for exit opportunities. And within our ways that we buy property, we can actually help those landlords create passive income through what we would call owner financing, which simply means I'm paying the seller a monthly payment every month. He no longer has to deal with tenants, so it's a trash. And then you have us that come in and take over the property. We handle everything. And then we pass along those responsibilities to our buyers. So now we're setting up this nice passive stream for two different people. You have large amount of people.
Wait, you know, real quick. So Zach, just on that, when you said people haven't been able to unload their properties, can you help me understand? So which, like, are these single families or duplexes, and why haven't they been able to unload them? Is it because of, you know, just pandemic related?
Yes.
Okay.
So the way COVID, what it did is it tied up these landlords because you could no longer remove the tenants if they weren't paying. So now you can't remove those tenants. So now you can't sell those properties unless you're legitimately selling them to cash buyers at a steep discount, because those cash buyers know that they have to come in and suck up, you know, months and months and months of payments without getting any type of cash flow, and also handle an eviction.
Yeah.
Okay. And handle those tenants. So you have, and these could be single families, duplexes, triplexes, four units, six units, 10 units. Where we operate, majority is single family, but we do duplexes, three families, four families, up to 10 units through this creative financing niche. And that's just because simply majority owners are mom and pops, not big syndicates. So you can create some really great terms with a mom and pop who just wants to exit, you know, a piece of real estate that they no longer want to take care of. So we tend to operate in that space.
Yeah. And I definitely want to go into detail about that. So we'll definitely get there.
Yeah, and I could give you guys two examples, or give your audience two examples of two, a four unit and a six unit. I remember the six unit, us sitting in the attorney's office closing on it, and the seller had to pay us $7,500 in order to take over the property. And we actually ended up creating over six figures on that deal in just a 4-year term, because it was 100% principal only payments or 0% interest payments on the property.
Okay. Was this an example of a seller like selling to you at a steep discount because of not having it? Okay.
In the world I live in, and not to complicate things, the world I live in, price can be irrelevant if the rest of the terms make sense. So let me backpedal here. The terms that we tend to sit on when we're selling a property or buying a property are, what's the purchase price? What is the monthly payment? What's the length of term before the seller needs to be cashed out? And sometimes what's the interest rate? The last property I spoke on, we agreed upon a fair market value house. The seller was inheriting a property from his father. It was a six unit. He actually ended up staying in one of the units, traveled a lot for corporate, didn't want to take care of the units. We actually structured a deal where we were paying fair price, but our monthly payment had 0% interest on it. And we also didn't have to put down a down payment. So zero down, principal only payment. So just from principal only payments, let's just use a figure of, it's $1,000 a month. If you have a 48-month term, you already eliminated $48,000 off of a loan. So that's how you can really create equity in these deals in the short term without paying interest. And that's how you can do some of these units and still pay fair market value, because you're going to, over time, you're hammering down the principal on the loan.
Okay. Yeah, very interesting. And yeah, so okay, let's now take a step back and how do you go ahead and help students find, you know, a property to acquire? Are you saying like, well, these are, I mean, because there's so many different ways, right, with creative real estate financing. So where do you start with students?
Yeah, that's step number one, right? It's get a lead source, get a phone, understand your scripts, and then let's start communicating with sellers.
Okay.
I don't know if you spend time on Clubhouse, but Clubhouse is the audio drop-in app where you can kind of teach things and communicate. And one of the questions today was, what are some tips that you would tell a student or an investor to get their first property? And I said, first and foremost, solve a problem. Know the problem you're trying to solve. So when we're working with sellers, we understand, we identify with the seller and what challenge they have. And because we understand the challenge, we now know how to communicate with them. So when you're calling on specific lead sources, let's just throw an example of a for sale by owner. You're calling on a for sale by owner, you know that it's one of the reasons why they don't want to sell the realtors, because they either want to eliminate commissions or they want to maximize their profit, or maybe they had a bad experience with a realtor in the past. So you already know, based upon how they're selling, some of their paradigms. So you can relate that or communicate with that through certain scripts. So get a lead source, understand the challenge you're trying to solve, then communicate with them, figure out their actual challenge. And then once you know that challenge, now utilize the creative financing, or in our space, that creative financing niche, to then provide the solution. Is it they want full price? All right, well, then let's look at the different tools we have in our toolbox to solve that challenge.
Okay. I know you touched on those tools, because that's off. I think a lot of times sellers are stuck on price, like they have a price in mind that they want. Like it's a thing that you see over and over again, right? So how can you solve that for the seller? I mean, I know you went over an example, but can we just go over that again and some other ways to solve that?
This is going to relate exactly back to you. I think your question about two questions ago, which was, why is now the time? Right now, every seller is stuck on like last year's market. And we're already starting to see that. And I was reading a Fortune article on Fortune.com that stated that it's like 17% of homes now are getting a price decrease. Mm-hmm. And the amount of showings per house have gone down like 33%. Mm-hmm. So sellers are stuck in this market, or even like the beginning of this spring market, and starting to stall now. But they had this unrealistic price in mind, because that's what the market was telling them before. So now when you approach a seller through a traditional means, you're now trying to negotiate the price. So it's more likely now that that price or that property will expire, because if they have this unrealistic price in mind from the past, they won't settle on a price if price is really their challenge, or if price is really their main sticking point. Because if price wasn't, then they would take a lower offer in order to be done. So now if price is their challenge, now once this property expires, let's say, which means that it was on the market with the realtor at some point in time, and for whatever reason, it didn't sell. Now, when you go as a creative financing investor and you approach them, you say, hey, I noticed that you came off the market. I'd like to buy your property. I have some different options for you that may be able to still get you to that price. Typically with us is we can create a deal as long as the seller doesn't want full price in cash today, because that wouldn't make sense. It'd have to be a retail buyer, someone that's going to move into the house. But we can get them their price if we can create the rest of the terms to make sense. Meaning, if I'll buy your house at full price, but I need 5 years to do it. And then we create the monthly payment. And, as back to that old example, which is property's free and clear, no mortgage on it. We create a $1,000 monthly payment. We need 5 years. That's 60 grand that's coming off of the property. So now that price that we actually locked in originally, or that amount of equity we locked in originally, has significantly dropped. You're 60 grand less in 5 years from now. So now that price becomes irrelevant with us, because we actually get a really good deal because we spread it over 5 years.
This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-cap.com, and sign up for our newsletter.
Okay. So in this case, the price that the seller was stuck on was $60,000. And is that right?
We'll paint a clear example. Let's say you go to a seller wants $300,000. The market right now is saying that $300,000 may be overpriced or it may be right at price, but traditional buyers aren't going to buy it. Let's assume that the property has zero debt on it. It's free and clear. That this is when owner financing or one of our tools in our tool belt where the seller will be the bank comes into play. Really great tool to get the seller their price and really great tool for you to create a mortgage that you have, that you get to create the terms on so it becomes very profitable for you as well. So now you got a $300,000 house, there's no mortgage. You go to the seller and you say, all right, Mr. Seller, I'll pay you $300,000. Or really what we're saying is we'll pay you the exact equity in their house right now. And now we're going to create a monthly payment of $1,000 a month that you have to pay them. So that'd be principal, zero interest, just principal.
Okay.
Now you're paying the seller $1,000 every single month and you agree to them to say, I will pay your remaining balloon payment in 5 years. Mm-hmm. So now in 5 years, you really don't have to pay a $240,000 balloon payment. So in our world, we have already sold the property at probably like $330 or $340 on a, say a 3 to 5 year term. And now the buyer cashes me out and I cash the seller out and I make the difference.
Okay. And so okay, couple questions. How do you get the seller to agree to like not getting most of the money until year five?
Yeah, good question. It's because you solve that particular seller's challenge, which is
stuck on price.
The seller says the price is their challenge. I'm just using this as like the
this is all hypothetical. Yeah.
Yeah. If the seller says price is my challenge, like no matter what, I'm not selling my house unless I get $300,000. Mm-hmm. Say great. I'll buy your house for $300,000, but these are the terms that I would need in order for that to make sense for our company to buy. Now, you have to assume in this circumstance too, that the seller is financially settled. They're good. They don't need their money now because they're going to receive the majority of their money in the future.
Yeah.
So that's certainly somebody that we'd work with, especially in this tool of owner financing. The seller has to be in a good financial position and they care more about the gain than they do of waiting for the actual remainder of the money.
Okay. And then how do you then increase the value to like 330, 340 and get somebody else to buy it if like people are not currently doing that?
Because our pool of buyers cannot qualify for loans today.
Okay.
So they're willing to pay a premium on the property in order to move in through one of what we consider a rent to own program. So these are buyers that need time in order to qualify for loans. They will then pay a premium because they're able to go in the house, live in the house, act like homeowners, lock in their price as well, even if it's going to take them somewhere between 24 and say 48 months to go qualify for their own loan.
Okay. And how would you define this? I mean, and I know we've, how would you define this type of buyer? Like what gives you confidence that they'll be able to qualify for a loan and why can't they currently qualify for a loan?
Yeah, great question. And this is what separates us compared to most other people in the other creative financing niches that out there teaching it. And that's because we have a very strict vetting process where at the end of the vetting process with the buyer, they have a mortgage readiness plan that consists of a couple different pieces. One would be their down payment, which is their non-refundable deposit. The other piece is they have continuous non-refundable deposits over the course of their term. They're working with a credit repair or credit enhancement, or if they're self-employed, they're communicating with a mortgage lender. So that way they know how much they need to show in order to qualify for that loan. And then we build a custom buyer agreement surrounding those dates that are with that particular buyer. So now that's why we have a 90 to 95% success rate. And that's because we have worked with the buyer on the front end to create a very strategic plan. So if they follow the plan, they're going to be able to purchase the property.
Yeah.
Now these buyers, so I was one of them. I was self-employed, second year in real estate, coming out of bartending, second year in real estate. I knew that I could afford a property, but a bank wouldn't qualify me because I didn't show enough time as being an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. I didn't show enough in the business. So what I ended up doing is I bought my first property in a lease option, stayed there for about 2.5 years, improved the property. We ended up making it even nicer. Looked at the water here in Rhode Island. And then we end up selling it for six figures as well, creating a spread. But these are the buyers that we're talking about. These are the buyers are self-employed. They have legitimate hiccups in their credit. Or right now, with the market dramatically increasing in interest rates, they are buyers are getting pushed out by hundreds of thousands of them every single time the interest rate increases. Mm-hmm. You have people that could qualify for a $500,000 loan 3 months ago, but now can't qualify for that loan because of their debt to income ratio based on the interest rate. So now you have these buyers, lots and lots of buyers that need time in order to either qualify for a loan, increase their down payment so that way they can qualify for the next loan in 2 or 3 years from now. So lots and lots of great buyers out there. Not all of them are great, but there's a big pool of buyers. Roughly 82% of the market on a traditional basis cannot qualify for a loan.
Okay. So, but then you guys are protecting yourselves because when they're paying their rent, it's non-refundable, right? Like it's not like they're putting equity in the house. They're just...
So there's two pieces.
Okay.
You have your non-refundable deposit. So let's work through another example. Let's say we're just... Same example as we were talking about earlier. We bought it for $300,000. We then sell it for $330,000. The buyer then comes in. They lock in their $330,000 price. They come in with $10,000 down. So now they have a $10,000 non-refundable deposit that goes to you. Now, but when they go qualify for their loan, they will show that they have a $10,000 deposit. So now they have to qualify for $320,000. So that's one piece. That's a non-refundable deposit. It does get credited towards the purchase price. That's how we can help people build equity in their house. That way they can qualify for a loan. The second piece, though, is the rent. The rent is simply a monthly payment that they're making over and over again in order to be a part of the rent-to-own program. And once they go qualify for their own loan, then, of course, it switches to they'll be their mortgage at that time.
Okay. Yeah. Well, very interesting. I like the kind of holistic approach that creates like a win-win-win situation. And just for that like 5 to 10% that it doesn't work, you know, because you said it was like 90-95% success rate, then what happens to, you know, the buyer in that case?
Yep. So unfortunately, life events do happen. We can create a strategic plan for 2 to 3 years, and then they get a job relocation, a divorce, a death in the family. And then unfortunately for them, they do lose that non-refundable deposit and they will have to, you know, exit. Now we do everything in our power, especially if you have enough time to extend the deal, if they just need a little bit more time. So it's not like if month 24 comes and they can't qualify for their loan that they get moved out in the street. No, we would be in direct communication throughout the process. And if for some reason something happened with them, we would look at an extension. If we got the ability to do so, that way we can extend them and help them still qualify for that loan. Or if, you know, worst case scenario, yeah, they would be giving up that non-refundable deposit. But that's also how you get protected as a real estate investor, because you are taking an asset off the market for 2, 3, 4, 5 years.
Yeah.
So you need to have that security.
For sure. Okay. And so right now is really an ideal time for this type of invest. Because like in the last couple of years, people have been able to put their home on the market and have like, you know, get like way over asking in a lot of different markets. And so would you agree with that?
Let me say this. In the traditional sense, yes, I would agree with that because it's shown. If you want to sell your house traditionally, like I listed my house here. I'm actually moving back to that hometown that I was the poor kid in a rich town to raise my children there. And I put this house on the market in Rhode Island and we sold it in 4 days. We had 3 offers over ask. In the traditional sense, yes. But being a real estate investor, it's very rare that you're looking to find your deals on the traditional market. You're looking for off-market deals and you're looking for challenges that even if a seller could list on the open market, that traditional sale may not help them. We talked about tired landlords. You got people that are in arrears right now in the pre-foreclosure process or behind on their rent. They're in arrears. The mortgage companies right now are not looking to do or take a payment from them or to recap it for them. So instead, they now have a $5,000, $10,000, $20,000 payment that they need to get paid to the bank or they lose their house. A lot of those buyers, even if they could, or sellers, even if they could go put their house on the traditional market, won't, because they're in, you know, I would say denial is probably not the best word, but they're not in a good place financially and they tend to bury their head in their sand. So you have those type of people that we need to help. There's so many people in probate. There's so many people that we can help. And those houses just never even reach a traditional market. You just have to know how to go find
them. Yeah. Very cool. Well, I love how it's just really helping people. Like it really is creating a win-win-win situation, which is, you know, how you run a good business, right? But there's people who are maybe having trouble continuing to own their homes, or they have a problem they need to solve with getting the price that they want. And then, of course, there's the buyers who can't qualify for mortgages, so they're getting into a home, and then you're able to facilitate that. Okay, so now can you just go over the three paydays?
Yeah, absolutely. The three payday system is something that we trademarked and created. And so the way it works is we go ahead and we buy a piece of real estate through one of our creative means, whether it's a lease option or whether it's subject to the existing financing. And I know we don't have enough time to go over all these different terminology, but I will make sure you guys have a book that you can dive into at the end of this podcast. Or owner financing. So we buy it a specific way. And then what we do is we sell it then to our tenant buyers. What we're then able to do is create a difference between what we bought it for, what we have to pay for a monthly payment, and then what we sell it for and what we're collecting for a monthly payment. So your payday one is once you find your buyer, you then collect a non-refundable deposit. It tends to be between 3% and 10% down upfront. So if you were doing a $300,000 house, you know, 10% down is $30,000. So you're going to collect right around that amount. And then also we create payments over time as well. But that's your payday one. The simplest form is a non-refundable deposit. Payday two is now the difference between what you're collecting from your buyer and what you have to pay for expenses on the house. This is where we were talking offline, where it's more passive because you're taking on the responsibility of a property and then passing it to a buyer because you treat them like they act like homeowners. They just don't have their own mortgage yet. So now you're simply collecting what everybody loves in real estate, which is cash flow. Then your payday three is going to be consisting of two pieces. As you're making a monthly payment every single month, you're going to be collecting a piece of principal, if it's a traditional mortgage, or in the example we gave earlier, which was owner financing, that $1,000 a month in equity that's building, that's part of your payday three, which is your equity you built. And then also if there's any premium left over. So we bought it for $300, we sold it for $330, we collected $15,000 down. We know that we have $15,000 left in premium. So that's the principal pay down and the premium is your payday three. If we, over the past 10 years, I'm just going to use our local numbers. It's roughly $75,000 for those three paydays on an average of between a 3 and a 5 year term.
Okay. Very cool. Well, thanks for going over that. And I mean, I just think it's really important for listeners, you know, because I obviously focus on syndications, but it's important to kind of know what your different options are, right? When it comes to building wealth through real estate or other means. And so this is just obviously such a great way for people who have the drive to be actually running these deals themselves and, you know, being able to do more deals with less money without a lot of capital and, or maybe even any capital, and then to be able to scale in that way, since you don't need more capital to do more deals. And then—
So you nailed it. Most people that enter into, you know, say our coaching program or enter into our community, they're looking to build a business. Most of them are exiting out of their, you know, commercial jobs. They want to be their own boss. They want to build a business. They want to create, you know, generational wealth and pass along with their family, work with their family, things along those ends. So yeah, it's creating from deal one, then creating a business, then be able to scale the business. And yeah, that's why a lot of people moved from the fix and flip world to us. Especially during this transition. And that is because they couldn't scale fast enough, or the banks that, especially people using the BRRRR method, you only could get financing every 6 to 12 months. So now you're limited to the amount of financing you can get in order to do your next deal. With us, because we're not personally signing, we're not going to banks, we're not guaranteeing debt, and we're working directly with sellers, we are now in a position where we can buy as many properties as we can solve challenges.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, really cool stuff, Zach. And thanks so much for just taking the time to go over all that. Really appreciate your insights today. And clearly the system that you built is really helping a lot of people scale a real estate business without, you know, necessarily having to wait for the BRRRR method to work or having to have capital to start with. So really awesome stuff. And from my perspective, like what I do with my business is I have my kind of cash flow business, which just produces a lot of cash flow during the year. And then I take the cash flow from that and I put it into syndications. So then that's another income stream that's not directly tied to me and my responsibilities. It's like, and it's just another stream of income to kind of diversify the risk, get into other markets. And I think that is, you know, kind of what we need to do if we're trying to build wealth and multiple streams of income is definitely we need to grow that equity through, you know, creating a business like what you teach. And then we need to put that equity to work. obviously your guys are developing passive income, you know, while you're building a business as well, which is very cool. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Zach. Please let the listeners know how they can learn more about you and anything else you want to share.
Yeah, I know that we went over a lot in about 20 minutes or 25 minutes here. And I don't expect your listeners to be able to piece apart every single type of creative financing deal that we talked about. We gave a lot of examples. So I want to make sure that you have a resource, especially for listening with us today. All you have to do is go to wickedsmartbooks.com/passive income, wickedsmartbooks.com/passive income. We will ship you out a hard copy of our first Amazon bestselling book, Real Estate on Your Terms. I'm assuming your audience likes to read. So that's a great place to start. We walk you through our entire business, a bunch of different examples in there and how we work with the buyers, how we work with the sellers. It's a really cool example. So I encourage you to go ahead and dive onto that book and then we'd be happy to help in any way.
Awesome. All right. Well, thanks so much, Zach, for coming on the show. And I hope you listeners take some time to go check out that best-selling book. Really great meeting you today, Zach. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, LUXE-CAP.com, for tons of free educational content to further your success.